Hi, if I could take a moment of your time before we start, if you've enjoyed previous episodes or if you enjoy this episode, if you could subscribe on the platform that you listen to, that would be really helpful. It helps us get more guests and push the podcast forward. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is there any particular, like, most memorable moments of one of those trips? Because I feel like there probably are quite a few.
Probably the most memorable one is we bought a Jeep J10 from 1980 from a guy that claimed that he had bought this from James Brolin, and he had apparently won this car in a desert race back in California back in the days with the big boys. So we were really, really excited about this car. Start driving and it gets really, really dark. I mean, the gauge cluster was not working, nothing was working, right? We didn't know how much gas we had in there, and we were in the middle of Kentucky. Of course, the car dies, and we're just so tired and fed up. And we were going to camp through that whole trip. So we end up pushing the car on someone's property. Just pulled out our sleeping bags, lay down on the floor. And the next thing we remember is that there's this guy that's there with a rifle that's about, I mean, it's huge. And he's on our nose yeah. like this. He said, what the fuck are you doing at my property? And us with our little European accents are like, okay, sorry, sir, you got it. Just broke down at this. Well, you got 10 minutes to get off my property. And that car.
That's savage.
Yeah. That car, by the way, is still around here.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Intentions were never to sell these cars. One of those J10s, I believe I was 18 when I got that. Yeah. I mean, it had no value, right? Not like any classic Porsche or. Anyhow, I finished that car. I drove it with lots of pride through Belgium and, you know, on a daily basis. And the CEO of Jeep Europe, he contacted me and he said, look, this is so beautiful what you've done. Can I come and see the vehicle? I said, yeah, sure, come around. And guy shows up, super nice. And he says, I know it's not for sale, but everything has a price. I need this car for in the showroom, and we're going to do road tours with it and this and that. And yeah, he just keeps on pushing a number up and up and up and up. And at a certain point, you're like, you know what, how far is he going to go, right? And in the meantime, in my math, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I can do another one of those for what he's offering me. Yeah. I can put a down payment on a house with that money. So yeah, at a certain point, I just crack and tell him, okay, well, let's do it.